Well, we certainly knew that with the two front runners, we probably defensively we just needed to make certain we pressured on the ball so they didn't have good looks.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to play them into the feet. The 50-50s, we could win and organize ourselves defensively. We did a tremendous job defensively in the midfield. We didn't let them build at all. We pressured their backs into giving up a lot of balls. I think we had 12 corners in the game.
Yep.
A lot of them were pressure-oriented. So, you know, the girls just ran you know, like champions today. We offensively, you know, we got a couple goals that, you know, were fortunate, but that regardless of how you get them, it puts a great amount of pressure on the other team to try to get one back. And I think it was probably too much of a hill to climb today.
Yeah.
We were running on all cylinders.
Talk about, again, the girls, those girls in the middle, in the midfield and the back who did a good job of stopping Downers from, as you said, building anything up towards.
Well, they did a great job, you know, of organizing themselves defensively and sharing the load. It's not something that we can do individually. We look to play team defense, and we double down by working forwards back on top of the midfielders and midfielders back on top of the forwards. And that seems to work for us at this level. You can put pressure applied, you know, these crazy things to people.
Mention some of those girls' names.
Well, Jill Langlis and Shrigley did a tremendous job inside. Mm-hmm. Lapatina on the outside, and Dana Miller, the freshman, along with Heaton, Mary Heaton, did a tremendous job of sharing that burden of just being workhorses, being relentless, and really statistically, that's not going to show for very much.
Yeah.
On the bridge getting the goal, free kick, but you know, it's just relentless work and tremendous work ethic, and we're inspired by that around them. And we're willing to do extra work up top defensively because of it. You know, offensively, we had a very strong game plan of getting the ball into our forwards. We thought if we get it into their feet, they were going to play three in the back with a deep sweeper that we could turn and we could find space and get runs inside the box. And we were just, you know, a foot or two off of opening this up completely. It was going to be hard to contain our speed in the one-on-one environment. And we tried to expose that as much as possible, go to it as much as possible. And that was kind of the game plan today.
And obviously, whether we're talking about the sectional or any time you get an advantage or a few goals on a team of these caliber, you feel good about it because you just know how difficult the route is going to be all the way through. And so obviously, when you didn't want to rest on your laurels at halftime, you're up 3-0, but it felt awful good being in that spot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're up 1-0, I mean, Liz continues to have to play. Lexi continues to have to play. When you're up 3-0, you can afford to take Bridget out, Lexi out, Liz out, and some of the players that you're going to count on tremendously on that are knocked up. You know, I mean, they've got a few bumps and bruises, and they really needed to be rested.
Yep.
And they're willing to go, but we were fortunate that with the lead that we had, that we were holding pretty well. And in fact, then we started, other than about a 15-minute change of momentum a little bit, we swung it back in our direction. Played with a little bit more directness and stretched the game a little bit. Things were starting to go our way once again.
And a final question, you know, you've seen these teams that you're going to be running up against at the sectional. You know them well. They know you well. How do you feel about your squad going into that next level?
Well, I think, you know, we've done our part. If Niqua does theirs, that will be a tremendous matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think we probably match up pretty well against each other in every position. No one's hiding anybody, and it's just going to be a matter of will and understanding. Tactical application. If you get to the sectional final of Waubonsie and the Naperville's, you know, Waubonsie's probably, you know, they tend to have more rhythm and style to their play. Naperville Central, very strong defensively, and they'll counter offensively on you. So it's a different game that they'll bring. But at this point in time, you know, if we're the possibility of facing Niqua is what we need to face, and I think they play kind of a style that we play.
Yeah.
And possess some really good athletes around the park, and that's an impact player, so it should be a lot of fun.